mean, so we're doing Taisus Pita. Adaf Nun Vav Amud Beis. So Taisus' question is a simple question. Where do you see that a Goslin is Chayiv in Hezek? The Kinyan Egzela have to do with him vis-a-vis the Bailam. So could he be Maktishit? Does he have full bialis on, and how is his bialis expressed? All kinds of questions like that. But where do you find that he accepted upon himself, or that there should be any reason why, if the animal is mazik, he's chayiv? What is that, like a knas? It's a completely different eschayivus.
A shmir, I mean.
Yeah, in other words, the idea that you're chayiv bin zikin on an animal is a separate din of mamon amazik. So you see that it could be a din if he was konet, and it has a din of his mamon and the kinyan zela. But where do you find that type of a kinyan zela is meschayiv in hezek? I mean, what's the source for that?
You're saying it's two separate things. Once he's exactly. A Gazan, he's a Kenyan. As a Kenyan, Kenyan doesn't extend to
damages. Maybe it extends to being Magdish, or to being Nosein, to being Machne. But where do you see the Torah only says that if it's really my Mammon, Alpi Din, that I'm Chayiv in Hezek? But where do you see the Torah gave a Goslin a din that of his chayvus behezek? You don't. There's no source for that. That's basically Taisa's question. Okay.
And who should be chayv? Baal should be chayv.
What's that?
I mean, I guess it's Taisa's answer, but isn't it super obvious?
Yeah, I thought it was automatic.
If
also,
he's a Baal. If he's kone, you're gonna tell me that he can.
Why are you separating
that? He can own it.
But he's not really the
Baal. He's not really the Baal.
No, he's not
really
the Baal.
Yeah, I thought it was
before he's Konet. He's Konet, definitely. Before there's a king, there's no Yesh. There's no Shinir Shush.
Yeah, but you said once you're a Goslin, you said you're Konet automatically. You said it's an automatic Kenyan.
If he's Konet, then he's Konet.
Isn't the king's Kavod, Delphlo, Kairo?
How do they split? That's the question.
That means, if he has that. It doesn't mean they were doing like a Yesh and Shinir Shush or something.
No.
Because then he's the Baal, of course.
That's right.
It's his animal. He doesn't have to return.
That famous Gemara, Bezel, Fishon Shul, Bezel, Fishon Shul,
Bezel, Fishon Shul, Bezel, Fishon Shul, Bezel, Fishon Shul, Bezel,
Fishon
Shul, Bezel, Fishon Shul, Bezel,
Fishon Shul, Bezel,
Fishon Shul,
Bezel, Fishon Shul,
All right, so Rashi says that the Shini Rishus and Meshicha. So he did a Kinyan Zela, but there was no Yish. So the Kinyan Zela, he has the Kinyan Rishus, like he can't be Maktishit because they ain't a Shiloh, but he's still, the Bailam can't be Maktishit either. So the Kinyan that he has is a Kinyan Zela. But where do we see in the Torah that a Kinyan Zela is Mishayev bin Azikin? That's the question.
Right.
Okay, so that seems to be plain, simple, Taisus Kasha.
And who should be chayav? The Bailam should be chayav, according to those?
Good question. I don't know. Really? He's not. He doesn't say the Bailam should be chayav. Maybe the Bailam should be chayav.
It's their mamon.
Umenole the kaime b'rishuse afilu eschayav al ma shehu shehi mazekes. The ahochi koi the tani v'yotzu v'ziko. The lack of a name of the Chihechot. Okay, now Taisa starts with a negating the Raya. Let's see, what's the Raya he has? You see, what does Taisa say to refute it? Go further. We've got to put the whole thing together. Go ahead.
The Dilma Shomer who Demachayev, Abba Gazlan. Lo, the matzino dvarim she shomer chayev a gazlan pater, she be kichsha behema hachasha dehadra appears she kiva miktsas muchach that goes a kama the gazlan omer lo hareisha chalfanecha mishum lo chash shivshinoi lo kinyano u pater afil bepshia the lo kibul hashmira av a shomer kiva she mechayev be kichsha dehadra be kiva kulani nasu bepshia Boki is high beer, kitchen the hajo, beer cube mixas, and keep the kibble of Shmira. The Loma is high, the second was there, in the Shomer Kun machine. I feel the show, the camel and the after the show, Shaman, could have Kahana Gravasi. You die?
Hold on, what is it saying up there? So Tesva says it's no raya from Shomer. Why? Because you see that a gazlan, when he's koneh with a kinyan gzela, okay, if it has a and there's a akhash of the hadra, so we say he's not chayev. Why? But he has a kinyan gzela in it. The answer is because he doesn't have a din shalom. And he can say a reish loch lefanecha, and that's hashava, and he's mafkia through that as king zela. But why don't I say? So you see that king zela is not machayev in damage to the animal.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
So even though kinyan shomer is machayev in damage to the animal, so even the temporary damage. So you can say you're going to learn that from a goslin. I mean, you can learn that from a shomer to goslin, because you see there's the same instance where the goslin has a kinyan and the shomer has a kinyan. But the goslin's kinyan is not machayev in the damage to the animal. Okay, Masha'ina came the shomer, who also has a kinyan in the animal. He is chayev in the damages, because he was mekabel upon himself,
yeah,
shmira. So the nature of shmira leads to a different situation of ischaivus. So maybe it leads to ischaivus of nezikin as well.
Right.
Masha'in akin a gazlan, it won't. You can't say that a gazlan kolana from shomer leads to ischaivus, because the gazlan is not chayiv in all kinds of ischaivus with its kinyan zela. Because even though he has a real kinyan zela and the animal was damaged, he still is not chayiv. So you see, kinyan zela is not machayiv in shmiras gufa behema, hezek to the gufa behema. Masha'inikain the shomer, since he's mekabel shmira. So he's chayev in the his kinyan is mechayev him in any type of damage, even though it's hadra,
right?
Even though it's hadra, why? Because his relation to the animal is one of his chayvus. It's a legitimate kinyan, and it's one of his chayvus. So maybe in such a case, he has a chayvus of nezek. But King Ixela, you see, there is no Ischaivus. So it's not that Kenyan equal that Ixela, King Ixela equals Kenyan in general. And we'll learn that from Shaul. But just like a Shaul doesn't own the animal, he's Chayev. Because you see that a Shaul doesn't own the animal, but he's still going to be Chayev in certain damages. Not because certain damages, but because the nature of his Kenyan Shmira is such that it involves a schaivus. So we could say also that it involves a schaivus vis-a-vis Nezik. Because his relationship to the animal is shmira. So therefore he has to be shomer of the animal from being mazik and having to pay, in which case the bialim is going to be at a loss.
Right.
So it's, in other words, if you want to say that kinyan zela is the answer, because kinyan zela is derived from shomer, because in both cases they don't own the money, you can't do that. Because you see that kinyan zela is not machayev in the same things that a kinyan shmir is machayev. Because a kinyan shmir is a separate type of kinyan. It's a kinyan of ischaivus, and since it's a kinyan of ischaivus, so even Kachasha de Hodra, he's chayavim. But a king in Zela, there's no schayavim there. He's never mischayav himself. So how do you know? Because you want to say because of the kinyan per se. But that you can't say, because from Shomer it doesn't emerge from the kinyan per se. That the Shomer has a type of kinyan in the animal, and the Bailam has the real Bailas. Because you see over there, it's because of the Kabbalah Shmira. So that's why over there I could say he's chayev in, as a mazik, because that's all part and parcel of Kabbalah Shmira. But by Gazlan, you want to say the kinyan itself, not the nature of the kinyan. The kinyan itself is mechayev in Ezek, because it's a type of kinyan that's not really shalom. So your first thought is that Shomer also is not shalom. You see, it's chayev. Yeah, but the reason why Shomer is chayev is because you see, there's a difference. Is because of the nature of the ischayvos. And in that very same case, Gazel is going to be putter. Why should it be putter if it's the Kenyan? So you can't learn out from the Kenyan Shmira that even that any type of Kenyan in the Baim is Machayev, because you see that in Chiyuve Nezek in the Baim, if it's Hadra, the Gazel is putter, because it says Areish Alach Lefanecha. So the Hezek isn't chal vis-a-vis his kinyan zero. Masha'ena came by Shoel, it is chal, because of the nature of the kinyan shmira. So you can't learn out anything from Shoel, because it could be the nature of the kinyan shmira by Shoel includes also Nezikin. But you see, by a ganav, it doesn't include Nezikin. To the animal.
What does that mean to compare him?
It was because in both cases you don't have a real kinyan mama, and nevertheless you have eschayvus. So sure. Maybe any kinyan mama, just like a kinyan mama of a shomer is chayev. It's the kinyan that's mechayev him. So too the kinyan of gzela is mechayev him. Even though it's not your love, so he says no, that's not true. Because the kinyan of Gizela is not mechayev him in damages to the animal, where the shomer is chayev. So you see, it's not the kinyan shomer that's mechayev; it's the nature of the kinyan, because he's mechayev himself. So therefore, that might be why the shomer is chayev in Hezek also, because it's a kind of a damage. But the kinyan Gizela, he never was mechayev himself, and you see, they says a reish alach lefanecha, so he has no eschayvus on the animal itself.
What's the need to mention the hakasha dehadra?
Yeah, because that's the case. Hakasha dehadra, if you're going to say that a kinyan gzela is equal to a kinyan shmira, so he should be chayev.
No, I mean, within the shomer case, all you got to do is show me that the shomer is got a chiyuv, and the gazlan doesn't. It should be a comparison between shomer and chinam, between shomer and a gazlan, not between the two levels of shmira and the shomer.
Now the question is,
I mean, you satisfy the distinction once you show me how the shomer is chayuv on the hachasha, and where the gazlan is not. You don't have to go into
Say it again, what's the question?
To show me that a goslin is different than a shomer, all you have to do is show me two cases. Show me where a shomer is chayv, and show me where the goslin is not. That will satisfy a demonstration that the goslin is not going to be chayv on the nezikin, on the hezek of the bema. So you don't have to additionally show me within shomer two levels of shmira, you know, hachasha the hadra and hachasha that's not the shaloh hadra.
Now,
I don't understand why you need to show me two levels of shmira that the shomer is chayev in both.
Because if you said a shomer is not chayev, If you said a shomer is chayev on hakasha dehadra and a gazan is also chayev on hakasha dehadra, so then it would simply be the kinyan is mechayev. The kinyan shmir is mechayev, so the kinyan zel is mechayev. He's chayev because of the kinyan. So he says, but since by gazan you put, okay, and by shomer you chayev, so it's not because the kinyan shmira that he's chayev is because the nature of the kinyan, that there's a chayvus there. So that's,
that you could satisfy just showing me the case of Achadra Shlo Hadra.
That what?
You don't need to show me another case. Why does Tosfos have to bring in a case Achadra the Hadra or give you Miksas Peros?
Because
you already demonstrated a distinction between the Shomer and the Gazlan.
No, because Achadra the Lo Hadra, the Gazlan also is going to be Chayavin. Because that's a Shinui. He has to show you a case where they part. So the case where they part is a Kosha de Hodra. So over there, the Gazlan is part and the Shomer is Chayev. Okay? So that shows you that. But how does he know the Shomer is Chayev? Maybe by a Kosha de Hodra he's not Chayev. But that's what Tosfos says. He says, Kivan the Kibul of Shmira, Dumala Yishayev Bazek, Lamala Yishayev Bazek, Mabazek. Shehina Shomer Kona Bishinu Vafilu Shoel the Kaimalon the Af Mishoel Shomer Midrav Kana Vervasi that what Lamala Yisrael Bezek Ma Bezek and even a Shoel which has the least of the Chiyuvim is also going to be Chayev. Why? Because of his Chiyuv, because the nature of the Chiyuv of a Shomer is to be Mechayev himself for any damages. Okay.
You mean he's showing a consistency within his Shomer that it's because he's Makabel Shmira, which doesn't exist by Gazlan?
He's showing you that the nature of the Chiyuv of Shomer is Machayiv him in certain things. But you, in other words, he's showing you that you don't have any Raya from Shomer, that just because he has a Kinyan Shmira, that he's Chayiv and has it. Mm-hmm. That you don't see. Okay, just give me a second now.